As most of you have already heard, this week in Orange County, Los Angeles County, San Diego County, and Riverside County, along with 37 other counties across California, have moved back to the most restrictive purple tier. California, like most states, is seeing a spike in COVID cases and hospitalizations, the highest we've seen since the start of this pandemic. This is definitely a setback to some of our reopening plans, as we have been working diligently behind the scenes to safely bring back gatherings to all of our Southern California campuses. But this news changes nothing. A couple months ago, I shared a message with you and gave you 10 reasons why we are waiting to reopen our weekly worship services. As we continue to endure this season together, I wanted to remind you of the why we are doing what we are doing. 1. This is a season that God has planned. As long as the earth remains, there will be springtime and harvest, cold and heat, winter and summer, day and night. Genesis 8:22. Saving lives is our highest priority. Woe to the shepherds who mislead and scatter my flock, says the Lord. Jeremiah 23:1-3. This is a safety issue, not a First Amendment rights issue. The shepherds of my people have lost their senses. They don't ask the Lord what He wants of them. Therefore, they fail completely, and their flocks are hurt. Jeremiah 10:21-4. Nothing has changed since March. No one really knows what will happen next. Like a fish caught in a net, or a bird caught in a trap, people are often caught by a disaster when it suddenly strikes them. Ecclesiastes 9:12-5. We want to be fair and not frustrate people. I was glad when they said to me, "Let us go into the house of the Lord." Psalm 122:1-6. Our church is more than a worship service. Acts 2:17, Ephesians 4, the Great Commandment and Great Commission 7. In this season, God has called us to focus on ministry and mission. God has made us what we are. In Christ Jesus, God made us to do good works, which God planned in advance for us to live our lives doing. Ephesians 2:10-8. God has been blessing us. The church enjoyed the favor of all the people and believers, so the Lord added to their number daily those who were being saved. Acts 2:47-9. Human nature refuses to social distance. There is a time to refrain from embracing. Ecclesiastes 3:6-10. Everything we do at Saddleback is done out of love and in faith. The only thing that counts is faith expressing itself through love. Galatians 5:6. It is important that you remember that we are not doing this out of fear. Instead, we are doing this out of love. We are patiently trusting God. And while we are patiently trusting God and waiting to return together in the fellowship we all want, God continues to use this church in mighty ways to reach more people for Christ than any other time in our 40-year history. Continue to be patient, but don't miss out on seeing God at work. I love you very much, and pray for you daily. Take a moment and listen to the song Alive and Breathing from this past weekend's online experience. We hope it encourages and uplifts you in the midst of your week. Joy still comes in the morning, hope still walks with the hurting. If you're still alive and breathing, praise the Lord. Don't stop dancing and dreaming. There's still good news worth repeating. So lift your head and keep singing. Praise the Lord. Watch now Saddleback at Home. Light of the World Christmas Lights at Saddleback this year. Saddleback Church is hosting an unforgettable Christmas Lights experience at our Lake Forest campus. This drive-through will be an amazing night for our friends, family, and community. Click below to register to attend, or to volunteer. For nearly three decades, Celebrate Recovery Registered Trademark has been a ministry for people who are working through hurts, habits, and hang-ups in their lives. While major changes to the ministry's operations were brought on due to the COVID-19 crisis, the mission and purpose have remained the same. Read more about how people are finding healing during this season. Start reading Have You Found Freedom from Hurts, Habits, and Hang-ups Through Celebrate Recovery During the COVID-19 Crisis? Tell us your story here. Laugh of the day, Saddleback at home, California tightening pandemic guidelines to curb COVID-19 transmission as COVID-19 cases sharply increase across the state. California officials have announced immediate actions to slow the spread of the virus. Saddleback at home, share these images on your social media channels to help spread hope to your followers. Laugh of the day, did you know that sometimes laughter is the best medicine? Take a quick break from all the news and updates, and have a laugh with us. Do you want to serve? There are ways you can volunteer, donate, give, or pray during this time. Do you need help? There are ways you can get food, supplies, and prayer. This holiday season, a group of families have generously offered a combined matching grant, so any gift you give to Saddleback Relief before the end of the year will be doubled up to $170,000. Would you consider making a gift to the Saddleback Relief Fund this month?